Father, we give you the praise tonight. You never fail. So nothing under heaven can make us fail. The devil cannot make us fail. The system of the world can't make us fail. Ancestral curses can't make us fail. Generational curses can't make us fail. The forces of hell can't make us fail. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat in the presence of God. Somebody say amen. Anybody excited here tonight, say louder amen. Amen. Welcome to the preservation service for the month of October, which is the 10th month of the year, as well as the preservation service focus for the last quarter of this year. John chapter 10 and in verse 10. It says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Contrarywise, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And that they might have it more abundantly. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I am speaking very quickly on the subject, the life of God. That they might have life, that word life, the Greek word zoe, means the God kind of life. That they might have the God kind of life and have that God kind of life abundantly. Our objective is twofold. To understand the importance of the life of God is first. And second is to understand our access to the life of God. It's important to note, that is, understand the importance of the life of God, and number two, understand our access to the life of God. It is important to note that the major goal of Christianity is the infusion of the lives of men with the life of God. Infusing the life of God into the life of men, of people. That Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became the Son of Man so that sons of men can become the children of God. That Jesus Christ is the humano-divinity junction. The junction where humanity is licensed to ascend to divinity, and where divinity became humanity. God became man, and man became gods by carrying the nature of God. Somebody say, why do you say man became gods? In Psalm 82, he said, I have said you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. John chapter 10, he said, if he called them gods to whom the world, Psalm 82 verse 6, I have said you are gods. And who are those? All of you are children of the Most High. I believe it was in Exodus chapter 7 verse 1 where he said to Moses, I have made you a god unto Pharaoh. I have made you a god unto Pharaoh. And Aaron thy brother shall be your prophet. That's not our subject for today. But it's important that this is the major agenda of Christianity. You know that the arrival of sin in the Garden of Eden was the arrival of disease and death. Genesis chapter 2 and in verse 17, God told Adam and Eve of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said to them, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. The eating of that knowledge was the introduction of death. They ate it. Death came. They didn't die physically. They died spiritually. Romans chapter 5 verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men for that all sinned. So that original sin in the Garden of Eden introduced the principle of death and disease and disasters. Romans 6:17. We see that still. But thank be God that you were servants of sin. But you have obeyed. Back up to verse 16. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death. So sin led to death. In the Garden of Eden, of sin unto death. No wonder verse 23 said in Romans, the same Romans chapter 6, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 56. 1 Corinthians 15 and in verse 56 said, the sting of death is sin. So when Adam sinned, death stung in the Garden of Eden. Why is all this important? It's important because this is what the cross of Jesus came to do. Christianity seeks to take man out of that death into life. Am I communicating? The agenda of Christianity, the agenda of the cross of Calvary, the agenda of Jesus Christ is to take man out of the death that came in the Garden of Eden. The spiritual death, take us out of death, take us out of disaster, take us out of disease, and introduce life. I see somebody stepping into life today. How your father died, you shall not die like that. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Every principle of calamity and disaster ravaging people in your family, tonight you are exempted from it. You are saying amen, say it like a believer. So he said in John chapter 10 verse 10, the thief, that is Satan the devil, came to assist people, and he came to steal, and he came to kill, and he came to destroy. He said, but I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Somebody shout, life in abundance. That is my portion. Say after me, I have the life of God as a child of God. I don't have the debt of sin anymore. I have the life of God. That was why he said in 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, he said, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are of God. You originated from God. You belong in God. You belong to God. You belong with God. You are of God. You may have been born from Arochukwu, but you are not necessarily of Arochukwu. You may have come originally from Ikorekwele. You want me to call it Sikwato? Is that where you are from? You may have originally come from Takoradi, from Tamale, from Wari, from Isoko, but you are of God. Your real address is God. When they asked about John the Baptist, the Bible called him a man sent from God. Not sent by God. Sent from God was his address. If you look for John, trace him into God. It could have been said a man sent by God. He was the man. There was a man sent from Otupo, from it was almost choking me. I almost removed it. Any tie that will not let me preach, go to hell. Man was born, tie was made for man, not man for tie. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. In Lagos, I was preaching and the tie didn't allow me, I pulled it. In Lokojato, I pulled the tie. I remember. I just yanked off the tie and regained my freedom. Praise the Lord. Lift up your right and say, I am of God. I belong to God. I belong with God. I belong in God. I want this thing to enter your brain tonight. Many, many years ago, I told my father in the Lord, Bishop David Oyedepo, I said that I want him to agree with me in prayers and pray with me and pray for me, because I noticed a certain pattern with people from my place, especially ministry type. I noticed some patterns of maybe be you are there but not really relevant, or maybe just moved out of the scene before your time. I noticed some pattern like that. And he said to me, he said, you are not from that place. You may have been born from there, but you are not from that place. I said, that's right. He said, yes, you are not from that place. Then all of a sudden it's down on me that the port of your arrival is not your state of origin. That you are a traveler and you arrive at a particular airport does not mean you hail from there. I was deployed from eternity, dispatched to land at port in Benue State, and from there catapulted to my generation. So what happens in the state where I am from to other people is not what happens to me. It is what happens where I have come from that is permitted to happen with me. Are you following what I'm saying here? You are of God. 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 4. He said, whatsoever is born of God, born of God. That is what Christianity seeks to do with us. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Born of God. Now, the real message is what I'm about to say. Take your seat. What is... So, it is established that death came by sin and Calvary came to push away the death and introduce life. What is important to you and me now is what is in that life. What is the content of the life of God? What is the value of the life of God? What does that life carry? Number one, what is the life all about? One, it is spiritual life. Spiritual life. That is the life of the Spirit. That's right. John chapter 4 verse 24 said, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when we come to God and we connect the life of God, we have connected spirit life, spiritual life, as against carnal life, as against natural or ordinary life. You may be living in the natural, but there is a spiritual dimension to your natural life. Am I communicating? You are not the same with your brother, the same mother, the same father. Who doesn't know Jesus? He possesses only a natural life. You possess a spiritual life in addition. Spiritual life makes spirituality possible. Am I communicating? It's spiritual life that makes it possible for you to be able to pray, to fast, to worship, to study the word. The unbeliever without the spiritual life is confused during praise worship. He's wondering, why are people jumping? Why are they shouting? What is happening to them? He doesn't know what it means to pray. He can't pray. Not to talk of fasting. He doesn't know what it means to worship. And so, because he is bankrupt of a dimension of life that is called spiritual. Am I communicating now? This is very, very critical. So that is content number one. That spiritual life gives you access to spiritual capabilities. Capacity to hear in the spirit, see in the spirit. Capacity to understand in the spirit, know in the spirit. Capacity to discern in the spirit. The life of God that we have contains spiritual life. Number two is quality life. Quality life, a life of quality, a life of value, a life of dignity, a life of meaning. When he said in John chapter 10 verse 10, I am come that they might have life, and have it more abundant, it means I have come to give them a life that is above average. You are not permitted to live the average life. The common ordinary life of every average ordinary person. Tonight I want you to rebel against the ordinary. Rebel against the average. Rebel against the casual. Rebel against the usual. Rebel against the struggle life. Quality life. Meaningful life. Valuable life. A life of dignity. Enviable life. I am saying it because a lot of children of God have settled for less than what they are meant to be. Your life is the same as that of your unbeliever colleague. Something is wrong. I don't have a single unbeliever friend. From primary level, secondary level, till any level today, that I can say, this one, I envy this one. I envy. How I wish I would like to be like that. I love everyone. But God has made us to be a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar person, the joy of our generation. Everyone seated here today with any life that is ordinary, any life that is average, any life that is lacking in value and meaning and decorum, by the life of Christ with which I preach tonight, it is over.
it is over. I said it is over.
You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of God. All the saints of old, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Solomon, David, they lived lives that were quality, that were enviable. Lives that were admirable. And that shall be your portion. What is that life all about? Spiritual life, quality life. Number three is royal life. What is the difference between this and the other one? Quality life is talking about meaningful life, dignified life, valuable life. But this royal life is talking about a life of dominion. A life in dominion. A life in authority. A life in charge. Whatsoever is born of God, 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, overcometh the world. The life of an overcomer, not the life of an undergoer. I don't care how powerful the herbalist is in your village. It is an abomination for a dog to pursue a lion. I'm angry. I don't care how powerful the ancestral curse of your father's house is. I don't care how powerful the generational curse of your community is. It's an abomination for a bat to chase an eagle. No devil should be able to tell you that as long as they live, you cannot succeed, and you agree. Solomon said that there is an evil I have seen under the sun. I have seen servants on horses and princes walking on the foot. He says it's an error which proceeded from the ruler. Servants on horses. Servants on horses. Princes on foot. Am I communicating? If you believe that, shout it out, amen. I have seen servants. Look at verse 6. He said there is an evil. Verse 5. He said, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun as an error which proceeded from the ruler. Fully set in great dignity and the rich sit in low place. I have seen servants upon horses and the princes who should be upon those horses walking as servants upon the earth. It's an error. Somebody say it's an error. Say it shall be corrected. Say it shall be corrected. Say it shall be corrected. Let me say this. That herbalist has been a practicing native doctor for 30 years. You gave your life to Christ today. You are higher than him. Whatsoever is born of God. Whatsoever is born of God. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is a victory that overcometh the world. When somebody sees a dream about you, like once in a while they claim to see about us and others and say, that so and so, somebody, the devil was trying to attack you. Tell him to show you the last time a rat destroyed an elephant. A chicken went into the air and dropped an eagle. I want your mentality to change. You are carrying the life of God. That you know it or not is a different matter. Charles Spurgeon went to the house of a woman who was suffering poverty. Wanted to rescue the woman from poverty. And he saw on the wall, neatly framed, a document. This woman was struggling to feed. She was a welfare project of the church. And Spurgeon said, "What is that on your wall?" He said, "Oh, it's a paper that my mistress, the woman I served, wealthy woman, she loved me so much, she gave me this paper. And I decided to frame it on the wall just to be remembering her because she was so good to me." That document was a will. The woman had willed millions of pounds, about maybe £1 million of those days, to her, including properties and other things, and she was not aware. They know not, neither will they understand. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. That is the same Psalm 82. They know not, neither will they understand. All the, I think if you start from verse 3 or 4, all the foundations of the earth are out of course because they don't know. They don't know who they are. They don't know what belongs to them. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. What's more? I have said, ye are gods, but they don't know. You are gods and you are children of the Most High. And since you don't know verse 7, you die like men. Like ordinary men and fall like one of the princes. You just end like chicken because you don't know who you are. You survive and exist as a pauper because you don't know who you are. My people are not destroyed because the devil is too powerful. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. I need something to be revolutionized in somebody's mind today. Somebody's mind today. I need something to just break loose. In 1986, stock market crash. One man lost $1 billion in the crash. $1 billion. Next day, they saw him playing tennis and playing with his life. And people say, "You lost $1 billion yesterday and you are playing today." You see, I have not forgotten how I made it. I haven't forgotten how I made it. I'm fully aware of how I made that one. I can make another one. They know not, neither will they understand. Am I coming? God is calling you to an authoritative, a dominating life. Where the devil say, "Hey," you say, "Hey, hey." He say, "Hey, hey," you say, "Hey, hey, hey." Hey, 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 you say, "Hey, hey, 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 hey." Somebody shout power. Shout it loudest, power. Don't forget that passage. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. Or everything about them is in disarray. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Why? I say they are gods. I say you have the nature of God. I say you carry the character of your maker. But you don't understand. You are a child of the Most High. The child of a chicken is a chicken. The child of a goat is a goat. The child of a dog is very doggish. How about the child of God? Answer. I know it is big for your mouth to say, but that is what the Bible said. Hey! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That is, royal life is the life of dominion, the rulership, authority is the life of God. Number 4, there are many, but I'm going to stop very soon because of time. Number 4 is purposeful life. Purposeful. That is directionful life. The life of God carries direction. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. For this purpose, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. So there is a purpose to every son of God. To every child of God, there is a purpose. Purposeful life. Directionful life. Target-specific life. A life of target specificity. Not a purposeless life. Not a directionless life. Not a rudderless life. Not a life of trial and by error. Not a life of random motion. Not a life left to chance. That is not your life. Don't let any devil deceive you that God made a mistake by creating you. That he does not have a purpose for your life. He said, before I formed thee, I knew you. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. And before thou camest forth, I ordained you as a prophet unto the nations. I know the thoughts I think towards you. Jeremiah 29:11. Thoughts of good and not of evil. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. So before you came, I knew your end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody receive something here tonight. Say loud, amen. Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, my life has meaning. My life has purpose. My life has direction. I am not aimless on earth. I am an arrow fired from eternity by divinity, passing through time and returning to eternity. And by the grace of God, I shall not miss target. Say it again. Say, I am an arrow fired by divinity, passing through time to return back to eternity. By the grace of God, I shall not miss target. Shall not miss target. Take your seat. This is purposeful life. Number 6 or 5 is prosperous life. That is there. What is the lamb that was slain? Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. What is the lamb that was slain? To receive power and to receive riches. He was slain. The life that he brought carries riches inside. Prosperous life. Prosperous life. Psalm 1 verse 1. Verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall what? Prosper. The man planted in God is planted in the midst of abundance. All I'm saying is that you are not... It's not compulsory that you are a billionaire or a multi-millionaire. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying you are not permitted to be a beggar. You are not permitted to be a struggler. Psalm 35 verse 26 and 27. Psalm 35 verse 26 and 27. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at my heart. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. On the other hand, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity. Psalm 37 verse 25. 37:25. I have been young and now I am getting younger. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Not just himself, his children are not permitted to beg for bread. Verse 27. This is his life. 26. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. You are meant to be giving and lending where necessary, not begging and borrowing. See the opposite?
You shall lend unto nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 7. Thou shalt not borrow. 8. All right, take 28 and in verse 12. All right, trace the verse in Deuteronomy 28. You shall lend unto nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Your destiny is to give and lend, not beg and borrow. Somebody say amen. For the Lord thy God, that's verse 6. Blessed thee as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over thee. Somebody say amen. It is prosperous life. 28:13, right? 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, thou shalt not borrow. Today marks the end of begging. Marks the end of borrowing. When you borrow, people who have no, under normal circumstances, who shouldn't talk to you, they are licensed to talk to you. A bank can sell a property of 300 million to recover their 100 million. That will never be your portion. Say aloud, amen. Is somebody getting it in here tonight? What is, please take your seat, what is in the life of God? Number 6 is healthy, strong life. Healthy, strong. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 24. Sorry, 1 Peter 2:24. His own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. You were healed. You are healed. You is healed. You will be healed. Healing is past, present, future. Past, present, future. Matthew chapter 8 and in verse 17. When the evening was come. 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. I speak tonight to every disease, every affliction in the body of anyone, by the life of Jesus Christ, by the life of God with which I preach, I declare today, you are swallowed up. You are destroyed. Say louder, amen. Don't forget that we are in preservation service. All the things flowing now are the accompaniments of what is to come. Number 7, life of God is durable life. Durable. Not a life that is here today and cut off tomorrow by a witch. Durable life. Life in abundance is life that can't be choked by witchcraft. Life that can't be suffocated by an occultic person. Durable life. John chapter 10 verse 10. The thief comes not but to kill, to steal, to destroy. But I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Durable life. Durable life. No witch, no wizard, no occultic man, woman, no hired killer, no ritualist is licensed to use your body for sacrifice. They can't drink your blood. They can't use your body for spare parts. down. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. If it will prosper, it cannot be formed. If it has been formed, it cannot prosper. All the people looking for your end, you will see their end. All the people looking for our end, we shall see their end. They cannot see our end. Hey! Jesus said, no Pontius Pilate said, answer me well now. I'm talking to you, I'm not answering. Don't you know that I have the power to set you free? Jesus said, shut up. Keep quiet. Like one of my children used to say, take a wet. You have no power over me at all. You are not killing me. I am making myself available for sacrifice. And I can assure you, after 3 days, you don't have no power. I will pick up my life back. For no man taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down. And I have the power to take it up. It shall never be said that a mortal man with breath in his nose killed you. Whether by witchcraft or by wickedness, it will never be said that somebody who is having his own life took your own life. It will never be said. If they want somebody to die, let them die first. Somebody say durable life. Place all of it on the screen from number one so that everybody can recite it. Say, I have the life of God. I have the life of God. I have the life of God. It is spiritual life. I have quality life. I have royal life. Authoritative life. Dominating life. I have purposeful life. Meaningful life. A life that has direction. I have a prosperous life. I am not begging and borrowing. I am giving and lending. I have a healthy life. A strong life. I am not weak and sick. I am strong and healthy. I have durable life. No man taketh my life from me. As a standing corn. As a standing shock of corn. I cannot be harvested until it is time. Stand on your feet and give the Lord the shout of victory. The loudest shout of victory. The loudest shout of victory. Very, very quickly. What are the roots of our divine life? Take yourself. This multifaceted, multidimensional life, what are the roots of it? What are the channels of our life? This divine life. Number one is true creation. We connect divine life through creation. And God made man in his image. And God said, let's make man. Genesis 1:26. Let's make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. God made man in his image to look like him. Verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply. So, by creation, we have the root of divine life. If it was God who created you, there is something about God inside you. Even if it is dormant because you are not saved. That is why the loss of one soul is an irreplaceable eternal loss to God. God feels it. Because God breathed his spirit into man. There is something from God inside man. And if that thing, if man is lost, that thing is lost. True creation. Number two. True salvation. At salvation, where we give our life to Jesus, John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have Zoe life, this same God kind of life. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. He has the life of God in him. Romans chapter 6 verse 3, the wages of sin is death, but 23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Eternal life through Jesus. So, everyone here tonight, everyone watching via the satellite, the internet, everyone watching around the world, all of us connected for preservation service. If you are not saved, I have not been talking to you. That life we are talking about is not in you. It's true salvation. Number three, is through the Holy Spirit. John chapter 3 verse 6. Whatsoever. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Is spiritual. It carries the Spirit and the nature of God. Verse 8 says the wind bloweth where it listed. You hear the sound, but you cannot tell where it is coming from, where it is going. So it's everyone that is born of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. If the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken, animate, vivify, saturate, invigorate your mortal bodies, your perishable bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. So it's a life irrigation process.
Today, not today.
It shall animate your body. It shall vivify your body. It shall revive your body. It shall invigorate your body. It shall energize your body. It shall vitalize your body. By his Spirit. We are not just praying in tongues, we are praying in strength. We are praying in life. We are praying in fire. Have you seen how they said they were playing the tongues of fire and the dead came back to life? Because of the life that was coming out of those tongues. The life that was coming out of the tongue. That life choked that spirit of death and brought somebody back to life. The Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall vitalize. You are not permitted to be weak or weakly. Shall vitalize, shall animate, shall embody, shall embellish your mortal bodies. Shall quicken your perishable bodies. Quicken means make alive. Take your seat. True. So make it a habit to pray abundantly, effectively, extensively, intensively, bereketeciously. In tongues as much as possible. Through the Holy Spirit. You see, in John chapter 7, verse 37, said, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth in me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of water that carry life. Not rivers of dead water. You know there is a dead sea in Israel. Nothing is alive inside that sea. Nothing inside it is alive. It's called Dead Sea. This is river of living water. And verse 39 said, this is spake of the Holy Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. So the Holy Spirit is a river. And it is a river whose water equals life. River Benue flows with water. River Holy Ghost flows with life. Let a few kakanga zendi viena nangas on to front of the life yana nangasalaniso. Over a toss or telekati viena gagazagaina la tonta ramina. Lending the ocean of Yana Gagan Zentefeno Solfena Kakazana Litun Dovazo. O Jondo Benefetos are not a la fetus that can campaign the Champeto Regra. Jorotos on a Galea Viana Shanaman Gagos Alfiano Sofiantos Yami. Elbian Tonsens and Gangangalvis on Fretos in the Kakil Kemvis in Lan and Gaborto. O Jon Kempervin is in the La Santa Fred Gugosalita. Eje Gulapia Fiaso Semina Cacaente Fianaman Concaro Vazonti. Aliga Garantente Viano Julova. E Tomiana Ganga Telefetis in Ciclacaco, Kurbas Natilati. Epoazana to Atikeletan, Nogalate Fiento Sinoco. Ukuratefe Eletianananga Gote. Lefetina sana gaga laga yato sidi elipioti ya sanfetenzonte ya luka kita talandido olonde sundi ukoto alavagiana na talata inete latara jerotiana sande goga lanti yetusu oshome la fiedo teni gaga lataya eshe kokora tasatalalashi zete lita frita zurate kali gaga. Where that river flows, nothing is permitted to die, nothing is permitted to be dry, nothing is permitted to be stagnant, nothing is permitted to be stinky, nothing is permitted to be smelly. It is a river of revival, a river of resurrection, a river of irrigation. Help her there. Yes, 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 yes. And it is flowing right now with life. Zoro doesn't say a time because I'm a fatos and Yelvin, the Gagazandola, don't does only Joby, Osman Rosetia, Zayan, Layas, Mazofantos, and Biat Levina Zala. Rosso, we can't find the Zalatory Conference and the Latin of Fish, Lord of the Hosundo, Hatesha, Professor, Yama, Cassentil, Lania to Cosum to Rahas and Protecla in a set of Finto, Juru to Pia Fatassi, Ewa, Samana to Latifigo, Home Pushun to Latical, Tantasona Capito, Jorotafimi Atana, Nogali, he shot a fear to Calote Pitantisifico. Shuturati la tete fita kakato, ho shotelete atale tefi toko kokoko. Zirati atomi elefiana kakandelo tushu. Wana me, enegado tampio fando gudida. Yato la fige atanana galato tolatiti. Elefito katila taratana kakalarito. Ho separiono galiotati ala vanasa talala. Eshe tore teferita lalala. Isso pero tasita lita rota. And then that day, in that day shall your tongue be loose. And you shall speak and speak. And speak plain. And the forces of hell shall hear as you declare, as you decree, and the powers of darkness and the powers of hell shall bow and be subdued. New songs, new tongue, new songs, new tongue, new declarations with authority, with fire, with power. It's not going to come like it used to come, but this time the tongue shall come with fire, it shall come with power, it shall come with oil, and the forces of darkness shall understand the power. Help her there. That is at the back of that utterance. Open your mind and pray in the spirit. Something is happening. Something is happening. Something. Let the river flow. 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 River Holy Ghost. River Holy Ghost. Full of life. That's right. Every man there. I see revival fire. I see revival fire. I see revival fire. I see power. I see fire. I see the flow of oil. Hey, hey, hey. I see hell from above. Iagados, Iagados. Iagados, Iagados. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. The river of the Spirit. The river of revival. Let dry leaves become fresh. Let death give way to life. Let dryness give way to freshness. Let the power of the Spirit flow. Fresh fire. Fresh power. Fresh oil.
experience. Hey! Mashata.
All over the world, as the prophet said he should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord.
In Jesus'
precious name, something is happening.
There is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. All over this place, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over this place, as a prophet said he should be. All over this place, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea.
Take your seat 1 minute and give me 4 to 5 minutes. You can be in the Spirit and still be writing if you can. Just maintain that mood, because we'll rise up and pray now through the Holy Spirit. By the river of the Spirit. Number 4 is through the Word. The Word I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. John chapter 6 verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Every contact with the Word is a contact with the life of God. Contact with the life of God. The preached Word that is coming under unction like this, is contact with the very life of God. Philippians chapter 3 verse 16 says, holding forth the word of life. The word of God, all the way in Enugu, the power of God is right there. Holding forth the word of life. Holding forth. Colossians 3 verse 16. And 1 John chapter 1 and in verse 1. It said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. The word of God is the word of life. It carries the life of God. If you think you are running out of the of life,
you are my passion. You are my passion. You are my passion. You are my life. And when I'm running out of breath, I know that you will breathe on me. You are my life.
You are my life.
You are my life.
When I'm running out of breath,
you are my life. When I'm running out of breath, I know that you will breathe on me. You are my life. You are my life.
You are my life.
You are my life.
You bread. Run into the world and let him breathe on you. Do a world saturation. A world saturation. Take a book of scripture, maybe the Acts of the Apostles, and within 3 days, irrigate your mind, irrigate your life, irrigate your system. And when I'm running out of breath, I know that you will breathe on me. Man, you are my life. Mashatakala. Through the world. The revelation of the world, just like you have received tonight. The revelation of the world that you receive as you lock up yourself for days into scripture, CDs, relevant tapes, relevant messages. Life. Life. The very life of God that is quality life, that is royal life, that is durable life, that is strong life, that is prosperous life is injected through the world. I have to battle to finish this thing tonight.
Running out of breath, I know that you will breathe on me. You are my life. You are my life. When I'm running out of breath, I know that you will breathe on me. You are my life.
You are my love.
Through the world. And fifthly, through the blood of the communion. John chapter 6. Just be on that notes of those songs. John chapter 6. Verse 54 to 57. If you are unable to write or do anything, just feel free. Whatever position you are now is understandable, okay? Just feel free. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I am inside him. My life is in him. And as the living Father has sent me, and I live by the power of the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Take the communion not as a ceremony, but as a life-giving infusion. He that eateth me and drinketh me. The woman who had been afflicted for 22 years. All she did last Wednesday was to take the communion. And that death checked out. And the life came in. through the communion table or the blood of the communion. Don't take it as a ceremony. In your house, serve yourself, serve your children. Once a day, as frequently as you can. On your own, on your journeys, serve yourself. Life. And serve it with revelation. Because it's what you do with revelation that generates your manifestation. It's not what you do ceremoniously. It's what you do revelationally that gives you the results you desire. That is true. The blood of the communion. Number six is true fellowship and communion with the Father. We connect the life of God as we hang around Him. As we hang around Him. As we stay around Him. As we revolve around Him. Psalm 17 and in verse 15. As we hang around God. As we stay, say, as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. If I hang around you and I behold your face, in a short time I shall arise in your likeness. Psalm 16 and in verse 8 to verse 11. Psalm 16 verse 8 to verse 11. I have set the Lord always before me. I am around him because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Because you will show me the path of life. As I set you always before me, you will show me the path of life. Because in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. When you hang around God, in the place of fellowship, in the place of communion. Many of us will commune more with men than with God. We hang around more with men than with God. A young man was asking me a question today. And he said, what do I do to keep friends away? He said, they take my time a lot. And I said, is it not through the phone they communicate with you? I said, you have the right to off that phone for a great period of the day. If you want, you can open your phone twice a day if you want. Alright? When you are ready for it. That is, when you are ready for, if you are really ready for it. And then you say, you know what? Between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., I don't want anything to clutter my mind. I want to just focus on God. Something like that. And then the phone is there. By the time you unback the phone, maybe you will see some messages that you need to respond to. And if you place this on silence, maybe you see some missed calls, then you call back later. But you cannot let the phone run your life. You run your phone. Don't let the phone run your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Spend this time with God. You step out, people feel God. Something sad. Moses spent such a time until the face of Moses was saturated with glory. Something stepped into Moses. Channel of life. Communion, true communion, and fellowship with God. And number seven, true faith in God. The Bible said the just shall live by his faith. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, faith. When we say faith, it is a combination of revelation and conviction. Confidence in God. Agreement with his word. That what he says is true. And that the devil is not stronger than God. And that the will of the enemy will not prevail over the will of God. And then you come to the point where fear is dead. The easiest way to know that your faith is alive is that your fear is dead or that your fear is not active. Every time fear is alive, don't claim that faith is awake. Because some people don't understand. How do I know I have faith when fear is gone? And even if fear appears to still be around, you refuse to be paralyzed by fear. You move as if fear doesn't exist. Motion despite fear. And when I'm running after you, you have my love. Lift up your hands. take that song 3 minutes. Lift your hands and tell God you are my life.
Thank you. life.
Tonight.
I apply.
For the fresh flow.
Of your life.
Spiritual life.
Quality life.
Meaningful life.
Royal life.
Purposeful life.
Prosperous life.
Healthy strong life.
Durable life.
Longevity.
I apply tonight
for your life.
The irrigation of your life.
In my body, in my system.
I receive now.
Open your mouth and pray. Here tonight. Lift your hands everywhere. Close your eyes.
your hands everywhere you are. Everywhere you are, I see a fresh invasion of the life of Jesus, that life of Jesus, the Zoe life, those appointed to die being set free from that appointment, terminal diseases being terminated right now, ancestral curses and curses of premature death. Everything that is not of God in your life, whatever has undermined the life of God, wretchedness, valueless life, average existence, struggling for survival, whatever has undermined the life of Jesus in your life, today is the end of that. Lift your hands. When I say receive, you scream, Jesus. That is his life. And you place your hands on your head. I'm blasting tongues, just like we did a few moments ago. Lift your hands. Say, Father, let your life flow, the life of Jesus. When I say receive, you scream, Jesus. At the top of your voice, you place your hands on your head, screaming, Jesus. And you begin to blast in tongues. There will be diverse encounters, diverse healings, diverse miracles, diverse signs, and diverse wonders. Are you ready? Receive!
Blessed be your name. Honor to your name, Adonai. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. I see the touch of God upon the lives of many people here. Before I take people who have received healings and deliverances and revival and whatever it is, you need a breath of salvation. The first thing on the list after creation is salvation. You are saying to me, Pastor, I am running out of my spiritual breath. I want Jesus to breathe on me salvation. I want to be saved. I don't want to play with hellfire. I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want today to be a new day. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags. And quickly step forward here and let's pray for you. I'll give you the count of seven. Come forward. And when I'm running out of breath, I know that you will breathe on me. You are my life. You are my life. Quickly come forward. I'll give you the count of 7-1.
You are my love. You are my love. You are my love. You are my love.
And when I'm running out of breath, I know that you will breathe on.
You are my love.
If you have an addiction, smoking addiction, marijuana addiction, tobacco addiction, any form of addiction, I'd like you to quickly rush to the frontier. Rush to the frontier. I'm tired of smoking, drinking, womanizing, gambling. Tired of Indian hemp. I'm tired of lying, cheating, duping, pornography, masturbation. Quickly come forward.
Thank you. We honor you. We adore you. Be glorified and be adored. In Jesus' name. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front, and pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life today and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Prophesy upon you, I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. The grace to live for God is released upon you now. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Say a louder amen.